Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Wednesday, hump day, Wednesday wisdom. I just noticed that's a hashtag on Twitter. We're going to have some Wednesday fucking wisdom. It's Wednesday wisdom day.
Oh.
Wednesday fucking wisdom day, Shannon and Nate. We're going to bestow some wisdom upon these fucking retards that listen to this show. It's okay. They know what they are. They're fucking mushmouth fucking drug addict fucking assholes. And that's why I love them. They are me. I am them. We are together right now. We're doing a mind meld. As they say. And also, we're playing Mind Meld on the show today. We're going to do a Shannon and Nate Mind Meld. I realize how often these guys have the same ideas on the show. It happens way too often. So I'm going to see how quickly these guys are connected. A lot of fun games are happening. It's also the countdown to Halloween. Oh! We're going to be doing a lot of Halloween stories as we go throughout the week as well. So just understand, it's a real-ass fucking time right now. I am your host, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, real-ass dude, black belt slayer. With me, as always, Wisdom Wednesday. Thank you very much. Hashtag that. That's my hashtag, guys. See if it catches on today on Twitter. Edit out the other part where I say that I saw that on Twitter, and then make it look like I did that. How cool is that? This is the way these fucking YouTubers roll, right? I'll just fucking edit, baby boy. I didn't say nothing. I said nothing, Nate. Shut the fuck up, you fucking faggot. Edit that, too. I don't want to have myself canceled for calling you a faggot. Also, we all thought you were gay for 6 months. So when I was calling you a faggot initially, it was out of hate.
You met my wife.
I know.
Who thought I was gay?
I met your wife.
Yeah.
What? When did I meet your wife?
Christmas party. Oh, that's why you can't remember.
Shh. Nothing happened at the Christmas party. Nothing happened at that Christmas party. Edit that out, too. Goddamn, we're starting the show over. Welcome to Rouse Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Zach D'Amico, international superstar, is here. What's up, bitch?
How you doing, buddy? What Wednesday wisdom are you going to lay on us?
We're gonna lay wisdom all throughout the show.
Can I tell you what wisdom reminds me of? When I was a kid, there was a Nobody Beats the Wiz right by where I grew up, and everyone used to go piss on it all the time. Like, just piss down the windows.
And you call those people's Wiz dummies.
No, we're going to go Wiz on the Wiz.
Wiz on the Wiz, okay. Look, this is a t-shirt design we're working on. What do you think, Zachy?
That's sick, dude.
Could I give you the hair, though? Yeah, we'll put it out eventually. All right, look, great show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. Back to bringing in white guests, even though one of them is pretty Italian. A lot of people don't consider that white, but I consider that pretty goddamn white. Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Doug Bryan. What's up, bitch?
What's going on, man?
What's up, doggy?
Hanging in there, pal.
I like it, man.
Hanging in there.
I remember last time you were on the show, we connected. I liked you. At first, it was a weird thing.
Right.
Because when I meet guys that are kind of like tough and you have that type of thing, you know, Italian, fucking Brooklyn,
right.
Fucking... You know, I have to test them. I have to do a little fucking check. You know,
yeah, I get that a lot.
I know, and you fucking checked back, and I appreciated it. It was fucking great, and now we're connected, dude. Now we fucking check other motherfuckers.
I feel it, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
Love coming back.
Doug Bryan's here, being fucking badass, real ass dudes today on the show. Also back on the show. Been a while. The very deceptively handsome Lev Fur.
Thanks, buddy.
Lev Fur's back on the show. Lev Fur's a handsome man. Lev Fur could be fucking gorgeous. Lev Fur, you need a personal fucking trainer, dude.
Are you about to try to sell me one?
I'll sell you a personal trainer. Do you use promo code LUIS at goldsgym.com? You get yourself a fucking free session, free hour.
Yeah. I'm going
to
get
back
in the
boxing. By the way, if you go do that at Gold's Gym, just say, hey, I was told if I use promo code LUIS, I get a free hour. I swear to God, they will give you the hour. In fact, we're calling you Gold's Gym on the show. Pull up the number for Gold's Gym. I bet you that if I get on the phone with a salesperson and say, I heard this on a podcast... That if I use promo code LUIS, because that's how shady salespeople are. This could be a great little test. I bet you that they say, yeah, come on in. We'll get you that free hour.
That's very good. That's a real good idea.
Let's get that gym, baby boy.
I've never been fat shamed to the point where he's like, we're going to make you call this gym on air right now.
I remember you used to be a lot fatter.
I'll never forget Doug was one of my first friends in comedy, which tells you how poorly I was doing.
No, he was doing bad.
And then I remember
I hadn't skyrocketed the cocksucker.
I hadn't seen him for like 6 months. I was like, I was out of town and all this shit. And then I come back and I see him down the street and I'm like, it's Doug. I'm excited. And I start like running over towards him and he's just staring at me with this disgusted look. And I walk up, I'm like, Doug, how the fuck are you, dude? He goes, God, watching you jiggle your fucking fat tits all the way down here was disgusting. You got to do something.
He got so fucking fat, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he's doing better.
He's doing great.
You know, here's the thing. It's we have a similar thing, okay? We hit on a certain thing. We both have fat thighs, handsome faces. You're a more handsome guy than me. I'll give you that. But I think
it's close.
I'm more successful and I'm a legend. So,
yeah. You go the Rich Voss route? You're just calling yourself a legend?
I am a future legend. I am truly a future legend. You don't think when it's all said and done, when Nate's out of the room? Damn it, he's still here. Never mind. You don't think when it's all said and done, that I'm not going to be fucking going down in the history books as one of the most legendary New York comedians of all time?
I think as one of the most legendary comedy businessmen of all time.
You know what? Get him out of the fucking studio right now. Drag him out by his face violently, Nate. They have to do that,
Nate's going
to
side with me, dude. He knows.
Nate's not siding with you. Are you out of your mind?
I've talked to him a few times. He's a nice guy.
Nate, are you siding with Lev? Are you saying that I'm going to go down only as a comedy businessman, but not one of the most legendary New York comedians of all time?
And I'll give you a podcaster, too.
I'm already the most legendary podcaster of all time. Rogan had Edward Snowden on today. Lev Furr and Doug Bryan.
He survives one cancel attempt, and this is the confidence.
This is it. They tried to get me, baby. unkillable.
Look at this fucking. He goes up against one YouTuber, and now he's like, that's it. Nothing could stop me. I'll go
in the book. Likable woman in entertainment. Yeah. Take Lewis down.
She's the fucking female Lewis J. Gomez, and that's why it's like a perfect duality.
Dude, I saw so many tweets being like, good, fuck them both.
Yeah.
That was a regular.
I will say, though.
We're not talking about it.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, as always, I'm typically on your side with these kinds of things.
You are. Yeah. Who is? No, nobody in comedy is not on my side.
That's true.
What, Nate? What? I said nothing, fuckface.
It's pretty close, man. I think some...
I'm right at the line.
I think a charity might be getting $20 again
no
today.
No fucking way, doggy. Right. No way, not yet. Look, I concede. When I talk about it, I talk about it. I said nothing. What's a charity today?
I'm still researching it. Give me a second.
All right, good. Find a good one. If we talk about... She Who Shall Not Be Named, we have to donate $20 to a charity. And it comes off of Gas Digital altogether. It comes out of everybody's pockets.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I actually just have Ralph's credit card, his personal card.
It's only when we say a name, though.
No, not when you guys fuck.
When I
talk about it. But I'm done. I've moved on mentally and psychologically. Look, unbelievable show plan today. We have a lot to fucking talk about. I wanted to do this mind meld game between Shannon and Nate. Should we wait till later, or should we just get it out of the way?
Let's get plugs out of the way first.
No, I'm going to wait for a minute. I mix it up sometimes, Zach. I got it.
It really is fucking Wednesday wisdom. Did you feel that? He was like, no, I'm gonna wait it out. That was pure impulse.
I know. Dude, listen to me. I have some of the best instincts in podcasting. Like, nobody else is doing it the way that I do it. I'm doing it right now. Go out there. You see what's out there. It's fucking all garbage.
You know I have a successful podcast, right?
Okay, I know your numbers. You told me them.
You did?
He told me the numbers. He's like, you can't fucking you can't behind the scenes tell me the numbers.
I don't know our numbers.
Yeah.
You can't behind the scenes tell me the numbers and then fucking come on the show like,
that was 30 days ago.
I just see the ratings you post. I don't know how many people that is.
Lev does good, actually. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get the plugs out of the way really quick. Go check out Lev First Podcast. It is called... Hold on. I got it.
Can do it, Lewis.
Chubby cute guy. Chubby cute guy with left front. Am I right?
Yeah, CCG, baby.
All right, the CCG podcast. I was also the first person doing the fucking acronym podcast thing, and then everyone jumped on that. Now it's like the NAACP, PRQVWXY. Fuck off, dude. That was me. RAPLOSBYM.
Yeah, but with RAP, they made you have to drop the E off of it, and you fought that.
Come on, dude. Lev, will you fucking like don't sit next to me and try to do jokes about rape? These poor fucking rape victims. Thank you, Zach. He mouthed it to me.
Yeah, to give you the word victims.
Yeah. It's hard to say. That word's hard to come out of my mouth. They fucking deserved it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm jokes. SJWs, Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday. Or is it Wednesday Wisdom? You fucking twits. You're actually rooting my fucking hashtag. Nobody's tweeting about Wisdom Wednesday, but I bet you if I... Look at that.
Your fans are like, what is he talking about teeth?
There we go. I like it. Wednesday Wisdom. Thank you. Wednesday Wisdom right there, guys. Don't fucking joke about rape anymore. Also, there's a longer version of that rape song, Nate. You should know that. I listen to it regularly on SoundCloud. It's now just on
his eye of the tiger.
It's just I don't know if I work out to it. I sleep to it. It's the fucking best. I love it.
Is a rape song on YouTube?
We're going to play it again on the show.
Oh, I got to
hear this. Can you not do that on the episode I'm on? For the love of just fucking one time. Don't play a rape song on an episode I'm on.
I've never heard it. Just got to hear it.
For this next segment, anytime anytime Lev speaks, I just want you to hit that drop. Okay? Yeah.
Nate, choose your fucking allies here. That's all I can say.
Do you think he's fucking choosing you?
Yes.
Lev.
Yeah, I think Nate is thinking long term here. Shannon, back me up here.
I have no loyalty to anyone, but this is my job, so I got to do it properly.
Nate, exactly. I'll double what they're paying you.
Thank you. You won't double what we pay him. It's impossible. You
can't
don't
double
make
nothing.
That much.
Yeah. Zero times 1.5.
What do you got to plug here?
I have a podcast called Young Daddy, Y-U-N-G Daddy. And if you're in New York or Boston, two live podcasts. It's going to be a fucking great time on November 5th and 9th. And follow the Instagram at LEVFER. That's pretty much it. You know, simple.
Very cool. Doug Bryan.
I'll be at some shithole in Morristown, New Jersey on Thursday. And then I run a show called No Offense Show at... West Side Comedy Club every third Friday in a month.
Very cool. West Side Comedy Club. Go check him out. I'll be there soon enough. I think I'm booked on one coming up. She said I was. I don't know.
I think she said you had to get back to her or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, all right. Maybe I can get back to her. I'm probably not going to be on that show. It's all right. No, but it's near my house. I want to go there. I also want to work that club.
Yeah, definitely go.
Yeah, Zach can make out.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies, B-movies, genre movies, whatever I felt like putting on that day. And Capital Wrestling returns to Hoboken November the 8th. Should be a lot of fun. It is the Capital Carnival. Hit up CapitalWrestling.com and get some tickets.
Fuck yeah, dude. Capital Wrestling here on the Gas Digital Network every Saturday morning. Excited to have them and be part of the family now. Guys, the tour. It's happening right now, okay? Starting actually in December with me and Metzger, but I got a couple dates before that as well. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, is going to be the 6th through 9th of November. 22nd of November, White Plains Comedy Club. If you're in this area, guys, I'm working on some new shit. I got a bunch of new material. I really think you guys are going to love it. A lot of funny stories. So come check that out. But we're kicking it off in Kalamazoo, Michigan, me and Kurt Metzger on December 5th. Then we're going out to Detroit. We'll be at American Comedy Company together in San Diego, Punchline in Philly in January, Laugh Boston in Boston. Lots of dates coming up. Go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, LouisJGomez.com. Legion of Skanks live at the Comedy Store on New Year's Eve as well. Tickets are going to be available very soon for that. We always do a crazy fucking show, and a New Year's Eve party is going to be bonkers, okay? We're talking about a champagne toast. We're talking about getting fucking crazy with the Skanks in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. I'm hoping a lot of the Gas Digital crew is going to come out and make the trip. Yeah. What else? The other podcasts, obviously, Believe You Me, Legion of Skanks, all available here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, get every episode we've ever done. You get the latest 15 episodes available on iTunes and YouTube, but every episode, the entire on-demand library, thousands of hours of content, including 17 other shows in the network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Fuck yeah, free trial. Save $1.50 a month. $7 a month gets you access to everything. What type of fucking deal is that? Batshit fucking crazy. All right. I got to say also, I should announce, not even announce this, but all right, turn the fucking music off. Sorry. Yeah, we're getting rid of the app altogether. We're doing it. We're getting rid of the app. It's too much. I know we had a new iteration that's coming out, and Ralph doesn't want to, and he wants to give it another shot, and blah, 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 blah. Doggy, look. We've spent too much time, resources, energy, money. You know, and we shouldn't have even got into this latest iteration of the app. I want to be able to deliver the highest quality content possible to you guys. I want to be able to, you know, make sure the RSS feeds are working, make sure that the website is working, the streams don't drop. When you are implementing an app and fucking with the back end the way we're fucking with it, I believe it's creating a lot more issues than it's worth. And it puts us into a category of we become a tech company immediately. We're judged sort of off of this app and that experience. And I don't believe that it's fair to you guys, whether you're subscribers or not subscribers, but to not be able to get the content in a consistent way. So, we talked about it a lot. We had a bunch of meetings about it. We were back and forth on it. And we eventually decided that the best move would be to pull the app from the iTunes store and the Google store. And it's not saying that we'll never have an app. But in my opinion, we have to grow the subscriber base to a place where we can partner up with a tech company, work with a company that can take over that side of it. And because that's not what we do. We need to work with sort of an elite brand that can, you know, get us there and help us sort of develop that side of it. This is for the fans. I know maybe some people use the app. The reality is it's been basically broken and non-functional for a while. There's been so many issues with it. This is all a good thing for you guys to get your content the way that you want it. And we just want to invest directly into the content, directly into the website, directly into the things that we can actually maintain and control and give you guys things the way you want it. So that's that. I know we got to pull it out of the app store somehow. And when people have it on their phone, how does that work? How do we let people know? We send them an email? I'm letting them know now. Whatever. It's not going to be working. I've had a few messages about the app.
Too late.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's it. The network's over.
Four nights.
Like, cut the fucking music.
Yeah, it's. I mean, look. The reality is, like, we want to give you guys great content and great shows and fucking a great experience.
Yeah, so. Who knew a company owned by a senior citizen and a street urchin wouldn't be able to put an app together?
It's not that we don't put the app together.
No, I know. We're partners. It's not a technology company. It's an entertainment.
Well, people
company.
Say that all the time, and they're like, "Oh, well, you guys fucking got you really, dude. You got fucking Shannon and Nate developing an app for you." And it was like,
"No, we had Harrington. That was the problem."
Yeah, so we should have actually gone with Nate. I think he could have actually.
We all know what really happened is the Asian intern left, and now this app has no future.
This is it. No, we'll move on, but I wanted to sort of give people some insight. I know there's a lot of people that were sort of trying to figure out what was going on with that. Dude, we're gonna fucking believe me. We have a lot of amazing things happening, but. We just got to sort of stay in a certain lane. We need to sort of reel certain things in. And I think that the app was really starting to distract us. The amount of money we're spending on that fucking app. I mean, I want to develop great shows and have fucking, you know, beyond that, I mean, the amount of fucking issues we started having with the website as soon as we started developing an app, it became a real fucking issue. So, it's crazy, dude. So let's move on. All right. Let's talk about this. I thought this was interesting. What happened with Jared Leto? He's shitting on the new Joker, right?
Yeah. So he was angry that after he played the role of the Joker in, what is it, Suicide Squad, that that they didn't use him for the new movie. So he spoke to his like music manager to try to like fuck things up with the director of the new movie. Like he was doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to make the movie not happen.
Yeah. His Joker was just cartoony and cheesy. It wasn't even real. It was so strange because the movie was sort of based off of the Joker. What you sort of thought the Suicide Squad was when it came out was what Joker ended up being. When you first heard about Suicide Squad, you were like, oh shit, it's like a fucking origin story of Joker and the bad guys, and they're showing it from that perspective. And they just made it really fucking cheesy.
Well, wasn't there massive edits? I think they shot like a half an hour of more shit with him that didn't get in it.
Yeah, his role was edited down to like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
He had 10 minutes of screen time in the movie.
But it also wasn't a movie to be like, let's showcase a great Joker, you know?
Right.
Yeah. The Dark Knight, that's like one of the only, maybe the only fucking superhero movie that stands on its own as a film.
Heath Ledger only got 10 minutes in that movie, too. Like, his screen time wasn't that long.
Was that it? 10 minutes for Heath Ledger in Dark Knight? He was great in it as well. All these guys are method actors. They right. really get into the role. Like, yeah. But I just think it's funny that Jared Leto, like he's like in Joker character, like in real life, and he's got to like fucking.
Yeah, when you hear he like mailed rats to people, it's like, why don't you just do a good job?
Yeah, it was just cheesy.
Why don't you just practice?
Well, yeah. I almost feel like
you
got to
do that shit.
Is it his fault? Is it his fault? Because
no, it's probably a shitty. It's a fucking. They wanted probably him to be a gang, a more of like a gangster character, which is I think what he was. Right.
Warner Brothers had strung him along with promises of his own Joker standalone film, only to greenlight the Phillips version with Joaquin Phoenix instead. I almost feel bad for him because it's like what made him suck wasn't necessarily his acting. You didn't really get to see his acting in it, you know?
Yeah.
It was the dialogue that was written, the costume, the cheesy tattoos, the gold fucking teeth. The whole thing was just fucking cheeseball and over the top.
Yeah. But I mean, listen, if you're fucking Jared Leto and you're playing the Joker and then, like it said, Warner Brothers told him he was going to get his own movie, like you'd be fucking pissed. You know, if you found out Joaquin Phoenix is now playing your part
later.
But he's
such a better actor than Jared Leto.
Yeah, but at the same, like, if it was you, you'd be fucking pissed. At the same time, though, I hear the story, I'm like, this guy's going to fire his fucking agents. Like, that's who put this report out.
Yeah, well,
like, I think one issue for this, for Jared Leto's Joker, when they developed that, they were going, well, there's going to be a toy, there's going to be a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, well, let's give him all this shit we can sell. We can sell a grill, we can sell the tattoos,
right?
Because you know Mexicans are gonna want to dress up like this.
Mexicans already dress up like that.
Exactly.
They already have paint that a tattoo.
Mexican. Dude, it really is Mexican Joker.
That whole back piece is
Joker.
As opposed to this, which
I can't
is a movie.
Tell you a joke,
dude. But I just think it's funny that he has to like in character, just be jealous of the other Joker. Like he's gotta like go see it in like character.
You want to know how I got these emotional scars?
Who's the best Joker? Obviously, it's Joaquin Phoenix.
No. I
still haven't seen this fucking
what
new
one. What the fuck
yet.
Is that? No, are you shaking your head no, Nate?
Still love Jack Nicholson.
It's Heath Ledger. Boring.
It's Heath Ledger.
You think Heath Ledger was better?
By a huge margin.
Than Nicholson?
Yes.
Because Nicholson was still Nicholson.
Yeah, which is a good Joker. Nicholson's a fucking psychopath.
Here's like, Joker.
Yeah, he's a but fucking... it's still Jack Nicholson. Heath Ledger, like, you forgot it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was he like really a good method actor, Heath Ledger, before the Joker? I don't remember him ever being that good in anything.
What was
right?
he in that was even like considered?
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yeah, he played a real.
Oh, dude, was he method for Brokeback Mountain? Did he fuck a bunch of dudes? Yeah. Oh, he totally fucked a bunch of dudes. Oh, that's so gay.
Not all the fucking.
That's so gay, but what a
do you want to see how I got these scars?
Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You. That's a great role.
A Knight's Tale. That was another gay role. Was about
that role sucked.
A Knight's Butt.
See, like, what else was he in?
He just says about a Knight's Butt.
It's about a Knight's Butt. It's a Knight's Tale. He's just chasing other Knight booty. He was. Yeah. My problem, I don't think you can. The movie wasn't about the Joker with Heath Ledger. I feel like maybe Heath Ledger could have fucking done a better job, but there's so much more material.
Right.
It's almost like you're trying to compare, like, when people try to compare, like, who's a comic who has, like, one special? Like, Eddie Murphy, right? He's hard to put in the greatest comics of all time conversation.
Yeah.
Because he has so little material. He's got two specials. Granted, they're an hour and a half each, but when you sort of compare it to the fact that there's guys that are out there at this point that have a... Or even fucking, like, Attell. Attell doesn't have as many specials as well, even though he's my favorite comic.
Yeah.
He's somebody who I think gets forgotten in that conversation a lot because he doesn't have as much material. Patrice O'Neill. There's not that many specials out there.
Right. But at the same time with Murphy, like, when you're seeing him for 3 minutes, you see how much talent is in his body, though. It's like the same thing with Heath Ledger. It's like he might have not been the fucking sole focus of the film because that movie to me is like a duality of Batman and Joker, and they both need each other to exist in the world, you know? And it's like a duality. But it's like every time Heath Ledger's Joker comes on screen, like when he walks into that fucking dinner party and the music kicks in and he's like fucking with Rachel, it's like you feel it. You're like, everything just, it got quiet in this room. You feel a little nervous. He's just walking around. You know he has knives in his fucking pockets like a Puerto Rican. Like, shit's going to go down.
Can we see, let's see some different Jokers. Let's see the difference between these guys.
Also, I think the less you see of them, the better. Like, a lot of these iconic characters aren't in their own movies a lot.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter is barely in the movie for like 10 minutes. Movie. Beetlejuice is in Beetlejuice for less than 15 minutes. Jaws, you don't see the fucking shark until the end.
They should remake Beetlejuice with Beetlejuice from Howard Stern. I've actually seen Beetlejuice three times and he shows up.
I've never seen Smokey Crackleson Joker.
So what is this? Who
this is
this?
Jack Nicholson.
You've never seen the Jack Nicholson Joker? What?
But I also, I heard a story that when an actor was asked, like, considering the role of doing the Joker, Jack Nicholson told him not to take the part. I think it was Heath Ledger, actually, and he told him, because Heath called him, and he said, you shouldn't take this part because something about it is, like, getting into that character is really fucking dark, and it's going to leave you depressed and really upset.
Even his with the bang gun and the dancing. I mean,
that's the story.
Fucking painting over painting. Can I wait? Can I vote for my favorite Joker?
Why don't we look at some scenes first?
Okay. I mean, because I know mine.
Okay, you already know without it. All right, what is it?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
I had a feeling you're
who's Mark Hamill?
The OG, right?
The voice of the cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
Luke Skywalker.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Because I mean, growing up, that's the voice.
Say something like a fight. That's a fucking. That's a Hufflepuff answer, and I'm gonna tell you what I mean by that. When you talk to people about Harry Potter and you ask them which house they would belong to, and they say Hufflepuff or Ravenclaw, you're like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're a Slytherin or you're a Gryffindor. Let's get real.
Stop by the way, everyone that says Slytherin is either a douchebag or a slut.
Yeah.
Every slutty girl goes, I like Slytherin.
Doggy, I'd be in Slytherin all day. You know for a fact I'd be in a fucking Slytherin.
But that's also the voice, because for my age, you might be, because you're a little older than me, to me, that iconic Joker left is the cartoon.
Yeah, Dougie.
And he's put the most hours in.
It's still just a voice. It's one piece of it. You can't fucking give him the voice. I mean, sure, bring up some of that Joker as well.
You hear even how he has to say it. Like, yeah, I guess bring up some of that, too.
Yeah. It just doesn't count. It's a cartoon. Yeah,
it's fucking, we're talking about serious acting here.
Hey, Doug, can you stop chiming in so much?
Okay, sorry.
Let's.
I'm gonna talk over everyone.
Yeah, you're just really just doing a lot of over talking. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let's go with who is this? Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
Thank God you're alive. I heard you've been fried. Is that what you heard?
Also, that actor, plays that character in every movie. He was also that character in Scrooged. Right? He was the boss in Scrooged. Maybe I'm wrong. Go. Shut the fuck up.
A woman must be insane.
Yes.
Don't bother. Your life won't be worth spit. I've been dead once already. It's very liberating. You should think of it as therapy.
What's his?
Maybe we can.
What's his real name in this one?
Jack Napier.
Why do they always have different names for the Joker? Why didn't they give a fuck about origin stories back then? What the fuck was this? Who?
Because they rewrote it so that he would be the guy that killed Bruce's parents.
Yeah, I know. That was sort of my problem with like these old. They didn't give a fuck.
But there's also like six different Joker origins.
Like there was no version of Batman. Where, like, fucking Mr. Freeze was like Arnold. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't have the catchphrases that Arnold said in the Batman whatever were probably never in the comic book. They took some stupid liberties back then.
Well, Joel Schumacher, the guy who made Forever and Batman and Robin, have you ever heard him speak? He's the gayest man. Like, he makes John Waters look like Schwarzenegger. Mm. And so his idea of Batman is this flaming faggotry with nipples on the suits.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be more like the 50s show.
I remember the nipples on the suit being sort of a thing. It was like in morning shows they were talking about it, but like the famous.
Because it's like a leather daddy outfit on.
Yeah, there's no reason for nipples on that Batman suit.
What are you talking about?
Nipples on Batman
and Robin, the suit has nipples.
Pull up the nipples on the suit.
What?
Or just Batman?
Batman's
nipples.
Got nipples.
Dude, his fucking nipples were rock hard. They needed their own casing.
I never Schumacher, noticed nipples
actually,
on the
Actually, the guy who made
suit.
Those recently said in an interview that he's banged like 10,000 dudes.
Whoa.
He Jesus. Put up numbers and he no doesn't AIDS? Have AIDS.
Impossible.
That's crazy.
Impossible. I think I have AIDS again.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
But he's also using visible dick print.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Joel Schumacher wanted this to be a fucking gay fucking movie.
Dougie, he straight up has a dick. Right. I didn't realize a dick outline that he has.
Yeah.
Is that
he has some fucking Idris Elba dick outline.
Is that Clooney?
Yeah.
Okay. More importantly, who's the best Joker? What Batman do you think has the biggest dick? Because I think it's got to be Clooney.
I think Val Kilmer must have had a giant hog. He played fucking Jim Morrison. You need a big dick to play that role.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking.
I bet Clooney's got a fat one, though.
Yeah.
Clooney has thick dick energy.
All right, he's got the which fist Batman, for a which, not as Bruce Wayne, but which Batman would, you know, if you're a woman, you're speaking from a woman's perspective, which one would you want? It's got to be Clooney. He's got that fucking older man thing. You just want him to fucking, just fucking kiss you.
I think Clooney's a little overrated.
What the fuck? Dude,
yeah, but do you remember Val Kilmer? That was just after Top Gun. Every girl wanted to fuck Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but what Val Kilmer has become at this point,
oh, now he's a fat
basically
fucking
a walking,
mess.
Talking pile of mashed potatoes. You know, Clooney's fucking, every day Clooney gets hotter and hotter. Holy shit,
son
dude.
Of a bitch.
Holy shit, dude. Can Clooney get any hotter? Who are the other Batmans?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale, yeah, he's a good actor,
Ben
but
Affleck.
It's like
his ass.
Ben Affleck.
I like his jawline.
Shannon, stay the fuck out of this. Ladies are talking.
We got all roided up for that.
I have
Batman
a little
tea role.
Time fucking chit chat about the boys. Now stay the fuck out, you hag.
Boys just talking about cock.
All right, go to the next Joker because that. Also, Nate, if you could just pick a less impressive scene for the next Joker as well. We really want
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he
where
could be in the dark and not speak.
He's not
of
really
it.
Have any lines.
But you know, it's weird. That felt like Jack Nicholson's like straightest role ever. Yeah. Like there was like he was just talking like a normal guy.
No, at some point he puts on a beret and dances to Prince.
Oh wow. Yeah.
As good as it gets, he was pretty straightforward.
There we go. Okay, so this is Jared Leto, which is like, you know.
I hate the look of this Joker.
Yes. I have done everything you said, every test, every trial, every initiation. I have proved I love you just
oh, hit that bitch.
I am not someone who is love. I'm an idea.
All right, he sucks. Never mind, pause it. It's not just the lines. It's yeah, not just the fucking makeup.
It's the overacting.
He sucks dick.
Yeah, the problem with
he walked into his agent's office dressed like that, being like, we gotta stop this movie from being made. It sucks.
Can I tell you what I think he was supposed to be and we just never got to it?
What?
I think he was supposed to be Jason Todd.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Robin.
Oh,
because so Joker kills Robin in the comic,
right?
I think he was supposed to be Robin turns into the next Joker, which explains the age gap,
right?
Because you remember they show the Robin costume in it, and it's got like spray paint on it, and then he's got a fucking Robin tattoo on him. Like I think he was supposed to be a not really the Joker, but evil Robin.
And they pulled him from the next movie, right?
Yeah,
he's not even in the next.
I think they
Suicide
didn't
Squad.
Get to it.
Wow.
Like, I think he just fucked it up so bad that it was the big reveal.
Right.
That was supposed to be, like, the fucking Empire Strikes Back, Darth Vader's the father. Right. I think it's supposed to be, this was Robin, and they just fucked it up
That's
and never got
good
to
theory.
It.
Wasn't that also supposed to be Jim Carrey? Wasn't he supposed to do that role in Suicide Squad as the Joker?
Was he? That would have been cool. I would have sworn there was Jim Carrey. I bet Jim Carrey would have been fun as the Joker.
He would have been a great
fucking
Joker.
We already saw him be the Joker as the Riddler, because he played Riddler like Joker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And also the mask is sort of like Joker as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem with Jared Leto's Joker is that when he's talking, you feel like he's just going through a phase. You know, like it's not going to last. Like in a year, that makeup's going to wash off once he gets some pussy, you know? It just doesn't look permanent.
Look too thin.
All right, go to the next Joker reel here.
I thought my jokes were bad.
Give me one reason why I shouldn't have my boy here pull your head off.
How about a magic trick?
I don't respect what black people
have
to
say. Make this pencil disappear.
Ta-da!
It's gone. Oh, and by the way, the suit, it wasn't cheap. You ought to know, you bought it.
Shit.
Yeah, like black guys don't know what a purple suit costs.
But also, he knew he'd get those black guys with magic.
They all just start, whoa!
They start running around the room. He's a devil!
Devil! He came in a purple suit, stabbed Monty with a pencil.
Dude, can someone take that looping gif of black teenagers covering their mouth and running and edit it into that scene?
Yeah, please. Fucking, we'll put it out as real ass content.
The interracial gang always takes me out of the fucking movie. It's just not real.
Yeah,
it's fucking bullshit.
Well, no, I don't think they're an interracial gang. I think these are different gangs with different races.
Yeah, it's like a gang.
But I saw white guys sitting next to black guys. It's just
bothering Doug. Doug's like, I just tell you, no, I don't like it.
I don't like
this. I can't tell you.
It's not realistic. I grew up in Jersey. Yeah. Nah, they never would have been on the same stoop.
All right, go to look.
He's probably the best.
Heath is fucking great.
He might be the best.
Also, the makeup, the shitty makeup on his face makes him look like run down. It looks great.
Go to Joaquin for a minute, dude. I mean, come on here. What are we doing? You know how good Joaquin was?
I got to see it.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable actor, but that movie fucking was not enjoyable in the slightest.
The movie wasn't enjoyable? Yeah. Oh, stop trying to be unique.
No, it was a good movie.
Hufflepuff.
It's a good fucking movie.
He's another Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff's all around me.
That movie was not fun at all.
Guys. There
was
Hufflepuff, not a fucking
fun scene in it.
It's pretty good. God. You thought that was a bad movie?
I didn't think it was a bad movie. I think it's a good movie that I'll never watch again. Like, it was just fucking exhausting.
By the way, I fucking pushed him back a little bit, and he already admitted that it's a good movie.
I said initially it was a good movie.
Go ahead, go.
This is the last time we'll be meeting.
You don't listen, do you? You just ask the same questions every week. How's your job?
Are you having
negative thoughts?
Type of twisted individual just starts jumping a clown.
My negative thoughts.
And finally, in a world where everyone thinks they can do my job, check out this guy.
When I was a little boy and told people I was going to be a comedian, everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
You can say that again, pal.
Isn't it?
That's great, dude. I'd see it again right now. I'd see it again right now. I enjoyed it that much.
But you actually enjoyed watching the movie.
I enjoyed it.
I was stressed out the whole time, scanning white people in the theater. Just
were you really?
Yeah, dead ass. Going down every sound I heard super loud.
Holy shit!
Oh, that's right. You thought I was gonna be shut up. I was gonna say, why the fuck are you doing that?
Can I ask a really? I'm not saying this to be a jerk. How recently have you seen King of Comedy and Taxi Driver?
I have never seen King of Comedy or Taxi Driver.
So then this is literally a tribute to both those movies to the point where De Niro plays the part of the person he was aspiring to be in King of Comedy.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
And also, it's like Taxi Driver, one of the greatest films ever. I can't watch it because it's so exhausting. It's so dark.
It's too fucking long.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I mean, look, I understand I typically try to avoid watching really dark content, right? Really fucking
Friday, Barbershop.
Yeah. Anything, just the entire BET network. I actually had him take it off my box. Yeah. You can do that. You can call the cable company.
Court TV.
But I just thought it was a great performance, great movie. It was just the interpretation was great. It was very different than anything that had been done before. And I think you need it to be a little bit dark. That's why, like, look, superhero movies are great. And I really enjoy, I watch all these movies with my kid. I bring my kid to go see every superhero movie, all the big ones.
Yeah.
But this was like, cool. This is what it's fucking supposed to be. It's supposed to be a little bit dark and it's supposed to be different. I think if you made an entire movie around Heath Ledger's Joker, I don't know. It was just, and maybe because I saw Joaquin's and I liked it so much, I feel like he even played it a little too cartoony, Heath.
Yeah, I don't know. Joaquin, though, he's going to be fucking amazing in anything he plays. So it's like, it just goes without saying. He's going to be incredible. Like,
dude,
I don't think.
Are those his real teeth? Does he have those shit teeth? Or does.
He's got like a scar on his lip and everything.
He's got that hair lip.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have any front teeth, right?
He's an ugly dude, man.
Yeah. Very ugly guy.
He's not a handsome guy, but women will still, women love that because he's talented as shit, dude.
He's got that like quiet, like, oh, maybe I'll give you some dick energy, but maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Fucking serious actor.
Yeah.
See what happens, Doug? If you wake up early, you learn the part, you know?
What do you think? Do we have to go through the other Jokers?
Be a Joaquin Phoenix.
Nate, what do you think? I see you over there, your smarmy fucking, you went to film school or something, the fucking attitude. Ugh, you make me sick.
I've never been.
What did your wife think? What did she text you to say, you fucking pussy?
She keeps telling me to quit.
Go ahead.
She's telling you to work for Lev, huh?
Joker. We have one more Joker that's worth looking at.
All right, let's see. Let's see who's the last Joker.
Ace in the Jackets. Want to know how I got these scars? Well, I'm the Joker, baby.
So this is Shane Gillis in a high school rendition of... What is this?
This is like a viral video of just some kid in high school doing a monologue from as the Joker, is awful.
There's the shooter.
Oh, I feel bad. Yeah. By the way, what we're doing right now is the same thing. It's a plot line of the movie. You psycho. So we're taking some retard, we're putting him on, we're going to make fun of him, and then, spoiler alert, this guy's going to end up getting on this show and shooting me in the fucking head one day.
Keep playing it.
You're not even going to know who it is.
Hello, beautiful. Must be
I love how she's actually playing it really serious.
It does not get better.
All right, we got it. What is this? What is this monologue from?
I think it's might be an original work.
Oh, it's from The Dark Knight? Okay.
Yeah. It's from the dinner scene.
That's really fucked up.
He looked like the handicapped McDonald's hire.
Were you legitimately worried that people were going to fucking shoot up the theater while you're watching
I was
the movie?
A little on edge, yeah, for sure.
Really? Even if somebody...
just good marketing.
If it was guaranteed that the theater was going to be shut up, mm-hmm. I would have still gone to see the movie. The chances of it being your theater, the showtime, the specific... Yeah. I mean, doggy, you can't live your life that way.
No, I know. I still went to the fucking movie.
You can't live your life that way.
I'm just saying. I was a little on edge. You know, I think everybody was. Every person I talked to was like kind of looking around.
Also, I think some assholes went because they thought that would happen.
What?
And they were going to be heroes?
Yeah, just as a thrill that their theater got shot up so they could tell a story.
I think you're the only guy who did that.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
You're like, I'm going to kill the shooter.
I mean.
Got a knife in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess that's something that is a little bit of a fear. But in that case, I would never go to a parade. I would never fucking cross the street. The chance of you being shot to death in a movie theater, I guarantee, are astronomically lower than you getting hit by a car, than you getting struck by lightning, than you fucking, you know.
You have a better chance of getting shot in a movie theater just in a dispute.
I'm probably going to get shot in a movie theater. Good because 80-90% chance
theater
that I die by.
Don't you go to
Harlem?
Yeah. You don't go to the Magic Johnson, right?
I do go to the Magic Johnson.
Yeah, so you it's not going to be a mass shooter. It's going to be because you fucking open M&M's too loud.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're typically pretty cool up there. I mean, Harlem's so gentrified at this point that I feel like I'm not the target typically. Like, you're always picking a white or nerdier family to attack or try to hurt. That's what I would do. You know, I'm not looking for the fight. Like, I look like I'm going to give a fight back. I look like I'm a fucking badass motherfucker. So these guys, they see me and they're like, oh, shit. Mm. You know, what are we going to do? We're going to fucking deal with this guy. Or we're going to go to the next fucking young white nerd who just moved to Harlem thinking that he's fucking saving the world.
That gives that passive aggressive shh. Exactly. The black guy screams. Then
it's
he gets
over.
Punched.
Yeah, that's fucking
I look him right in the face and I fucking smack him on the nose. Like, don't you fucking talk again during my movie. Yeah, so I guess the whole idea was the reason people were... I read this angle that people were upset that they created a sympathetic character for like a guy who's like crazy. Also, it's not a mass shooter. That's not what happened. It's a fucking raving lunatic who dealt with a lot of fucking evil shit in his life, right? Guess what, America? Guess what, society? Guess what? Most fucking people that do evil shit dealt with a lot of trauma. If you looked at their fucking, and it's just a highlight reel, editing, baby boy. If you, shut up, Nate. If you edited together scenes of their life, you could actually paint a pretty sympathetic story for most people that are in every maximum security prison right now. You know, I'm sure you could also cut together, the scenes of their life, which make them look like they're really horrible people. But it's just sort of how you want to look at it. So this story, what was fucking incredible about it was like, oh shit, you get to feel bad for a guy who is fucking literally murdering people. Like, when he first murders those guys on the subway.
Yeah.
And he puts the fucking bullets in those guys. You're like, yeah.
That's a awesome scene in the movie?
Yeah. You didn't see the movie?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Sounds like, what the fuck was his name? Bernard Goetz?
Bernie Goetz.
Yeah.
It was sort of, it had sort of.
And he was fucked up in the head, that guy.
Shades of that story. You know, But yeah, I think that's that sort of thing. I don't know. I thought it was just cleverly done. I thought the whole, the commentary inside it was really cleverly done.
The Bernie Goetz.
That would be a great movie. I would love to see that psychopath's movie. That would be a good Joker.
Yeah.
That dude, and then he came out with an album of him like whistling and singing and shit. I would love to see that.
That's the guy who killed the
No, he shot,
or shot him
in the back on the subway, right?
Yeah. Like, well, one of them had a one of them did have a screwdriver, but they were on their way to rob an arcade. And they just asked him for money. They were just asking him for money. They weren't robbing him. Yeah. They were just holding a screwdriver, right, politely asking for $5.
Look at this guy. Look at him. I told him not to fuck with
me. Look at him.
I told him not to fuck with me.
He got in trouble because one was already down and he shot him.
And he shot him in the back and paralyzed him.
Well, yeah. Well,
I think he also
said a few racial slurs. And then he ran off the back of the subway.
Dropped a couple M-bombs too as he...
Yeah, he dropped four or five.
Yeah. Jesus. Sure did. Zach, he sure did.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's hard to be sympathetic. How old were the kids? That's the other thing.
Six. This is a fucking toy screwdriver from a kid.
They're all 19 years old.
Not really kids.
No.
Not in the black community.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, they're fucking grandparents at that age sometimes.
Yeah, you beat the statistics there.
I mean, they're not really kids at 19. Like, I shouldn't say that because at 19 I was doing really stupid shit. But at the same time,
what were you doing at 19?
I mean, I was, I told the story. I almost robbed a KFC with a screwdriver.
Wow.
You're like, it was probably that same day.
I was maybe a little younger. I was maybe 18 at the time. I was like, we would steal. We would rob the mall regularly. It wasn't like, we weren't hurting people. And I wasn't going to rob, I wasn't robbing by screwdriver point. I was robbing it by old timey gun under the shirt. And the end of the screwdriver was the gun.
Ah.
So I was like, put them up. Yeah. You know,
it's a sharp gun you got there, sir. Jesus.
Yeah. You guys don't give me a bucket for 12. I'm going to unscrew everything in here.
And it's like, it's funny. Like, I could have ruined my fucking life in that moment. It's so funny. Like, I could have.
But I mean, that's the risk you take when you rob somebody. Like, this could go bad.
It could have gone so bad. It was going to go bad for me. I'm so glad I chickened out. I'm so glad I chickened out. I was in the bushes.
You got chicken
there.
Instead. Yeah.
you did that on purpose, you bastard.
I mean, to be honest with you, I was in the bushes with a fucking ski mask. I mean, dude, it's crazy how close I was to doing this.
That's fucking
for like $3,000. It wasn't even a lot of money. It was $3,000.
You think they had $3,000?
I know they had $3,000 because I worked at KFC and I knew what our KFC got. And I had stopped working there like a year before.
Yeah.
And I knew what the cash out at the end of the night was each night. And I knew that the Pearl River KFC, I think there was a Pearl River one, whichever one was the most popular one, I knew that they always bragged that they had always like $1,000 more.
Oh, that's great. They're just begging to be robbed.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. You'd come in and you'd leave your name tag on your shirt as you rob them.
Doggy, I almost robbed this fucking KFC.
Not Lewis.
The manager of this KFC was the same manager that punched me in the face for jerking off in the bathroom.
Famous. Oh, so then he deserved to be robbed. Fuck him.
No, he was a dick, and he was fucking that 15 or 16 year old girl who was the employee.
Off at a fucking oily, greasy KFC.
That's how I use it as a lube.
But that's the move you should have, because you blackmailed him for chicken.
I did.
Instead of robbing him, you should have blackmailed him for money.
I know. I should have. Look, you live, you learn. In hindsight, it's 2020.
Yeah, but when you're 19,
just want that chicken.
I want that chicken. Also,
eleven herbs and spices.
It's so funny.
It's really good.
Wait, this guy was like a military guy. He would have just kicked my ass. There's no way he would have planned. Dude, if it was my voice from a ski mask, he'd be like, "Stick him up. Give me all the money." I'd be like, "Lewis?" I'd be like, "No." And then he would have just started punching me in my head.
He would just punch the screwdriver so it goes into you.
Dude, that's fucking brutal, man.
Oh, that's fucking.
I'm
brutal.
So happy that ended up not fucking happening.
Dude, your whole life could have been completely fucking ruined if you would have just been a fat piece of shit.
No,
and
I don't think it would have been.
In that moment.
I really don't think it would have been.
Fucking armed robbery.
You would have gotten away with it?
I don't think you would have gotten it. I think what would happen was that you try to rob him with the screwdriver, then that giant Marine clocks you in the face, it gets on the news, and they'd be like, it's just this stupid fucking
no
kid.
No way, dude.
No, I'm going to jail.
It's like the 90s. He's fucking.
Exactly,
he's
the 90s. You could get away with it.
What would I have
stuff.
Gotten for that, right? So it's
attempted robbery.
Attempted robbery. Mm.
Attempted
not with the deadly. Is it with the deadly? Because
I bet a screwdriver is considered a deadly.
They'll
weapon.
Make it a deadly.
No one's ever died by screwdriver. Find me one case of people being murdered by screwdriver.
I'm sure it's possible.
On video, please.
There's a famous.
There's
case
definitely people have been killed.
There's
with
a
screwdriver.
Famous one. Some chick stabbed a dude with a screwdriver. Who the fuck was it? I can't. I
oh, dude, builder. If his name was Philip and she stabbed him in the head with it, that would be the greatest fucking end of his life.
Wilson from Home Improvement. Hey! That guy definitely killed his wife.
It's a great joke, Shannon.
Fucking ass.
You know, Shannon, don't not use the Lewis attack too. Sometimes I throw real bangers out there too. Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting for the banger.
Okay. Loud and clear.
That's right. One more bitch. On Team Lev.
Loud and clear, fucking bitch.
Here's one.
Peter Duncan, boy admits Eldon Square screwdriver killing.
He killed a lawyer.
Look at that.
A boy did it?
Yeah, 17-year-old boy.
He's not a boy. Stop calling him boys.
Yeah, that's a man.
I hate that. They're not boys.
I'm just reading the article. Mentally...
When it comes to murder.
Yeah.
Murder. It's not a boy. If it's like... You know, a real estate deal gone awry. I'd be like, all right, that boy shouldn't have been getting involved in real estate deals. Okay, but when we're talking about murdering a human being, 17, I'll say, try them as an adult.
Yeah.
That's the guy he killed right there?
Look at his teeth.
Ugh. He's got one white tooth.
He's got Joaquin Phoenix.
How does one stay white and the rest get wine stained?
But I wonder if it was like a random thing. That. You never know. Maybe this lawyer fucking molested this kid or something.
Nope. Wrong place at the wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time. Where was he? He was at the blindfolded,
yeah.
The blindfolded screwdriver fighting competition. On one occasion, he grabbed a knife during a family argument, and one he threatened a bus driver with a blade after he was challenged about drinking alcohol.
With a kid,
This guy, he's a bad kid.
So
why do I feel like you're about to give him real?
He also admitted to stealing screwdrivers. Was another thing.
It's probably the worst thing he could have done. I stole my ski mask. Because I was afraid if I was seen on camera buying a ski mask,
yeah,
I would find that would be something that would trace me.
Do they have like cameras in stores back then?
Which funny is like I would just get charged with also stealing a ski mask. It's just another fucking charge.
Lewis leaves the tag on. Oh, he got this at Sears.
Yeah, Newcastle stabbing. 17's held after a man 52 was murdered with a screwdriver. Okay, twice it's happened.
There's more.
Dude, I'm sure it's happened
two times
fucking
ever. Two times
thousands
in the
of times.
Of the world, the screwdriver death. I bet you're more likely. To be shot to death in a movie theater, then be stabbed to death by a screwdriver.
I would go the other way.
You think you're more likely to be stabbed to death? It's not happening.
I just
dude.
Jump over the table with a screwdriver right now.
It's not happening. I'll take it from you easily, with ease, Lev. So somebody Karen Fian suggested it. She's like, you need to get back in shape. You're fat. She's like, you should fight Lev. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And then we can both get in shape.
No, I'm not gonna, Lewis. I'll fight you at the end of my career, not at the beginning.
Doggy, it'll make your career. It'll be the biggest thing you fucking do. Are you kidding me?
I just fucking booked a TV show.
What TV show did you book?
I can't say, but it's on a Prime network, baby.
It's on a Prime Rib network, you fatty. It's fucking just Lev eating by himself and crying.
Yeah.
You better get a fucking personal trainer, Lev.
I'm working. Well, I have.
I don't know if you know this, but we tend to have the power to ruin people's shots at TV shows.
Yeah, I know.
So I wouldn't brag about that too much.
That's
in.
Right.
And then
dude.
You came on here.
Or we'll start a chant real quick.
Yeah.
Lev said fag before I heard it.
Lev, did you say fag?
He did.
No, where did you say
not
fag?
Not in the episode.
Isolated.
Is it out there on your podcast? Are you going through your podcast now?
No, my podcast is fine.
No. Don't go check.
You said this about Asians.
I do Asian accents, but who doesn't? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when are Asians ruining careers? That's sad. Can't say
well, I didn't know that word was that offensive to people. Shane's word.
What was it?
The Shane word.
I forgot.
Say it, Lev.
It's
who
tattooed
cares?
On your arm. What do you mean you forgot?
Lev,
why would
said,
I tattoo chink
you know
on my arm?
You said chink on your arm. On your, you said chink.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Only when toasting.
Yeah.
Listen.
Southern people do that. I met a Southern girl once, and when we toast, she went chinks, and I was like, that's awkward.
I think oh, I have wow. heard that before, actually.
I do that when I'm toasting sake. Every time.
But it's to them.
Yeah. What... Yeah, you see, but here's the thing. It's okay.
What?
It's okay.
What is?
We're fine. What are they going to do? They're not going to get all of us.
No.
They're one for one so far.
No, they keep on coming back, baby boy.
Yeah.
They keep on coming back. They try to take down people all the fucking time.
Well, I posted on my fucking social media, too. I was like, as soon as I book something, like, this is to the fucking white Brooklyn piece of shit that's going to go through my stuff to try to fuck with me. I'm like, just suck my dick in advance.
And you have a podcast?
Yeah.
You definitely said something you got to apologize for.
No, I'm not dude, we're first of all, I'm not in the business of fucking apologizing. Like, I don't, that's not what we fucking do. You know, it's infuriating. That's, I think, as soon as you say, I'm sorry for trying to be funny.
I pray to God Lev has to apologize one day. And we just smash cut to him being like, I'm really sorry, I didn't realize.
Nobody we looked up to comedically ever fucking apologized for trying to be funny. There's nobody. Mm.
Is there anybody out there that's apologized for a joke that we know of? I don't think so.
That you know, I'm sure there are that you know of, but not that, that you fucking saying look, that we up, look to. Up to. Yeah, no, there's yeah. none.
Tosh,
I don't look up to Tosh. He looks up to me.
Did he apologize for the rape joke?
He did.
He did.
Yeah, but he had like an entire staff. He had all of their careers to fucking worry about. He had a huge show, and all he had to do was fucking say. And I think even the way that he worded it was a little bit smarmy and a little bit sidesteppy. I get it. You know, you can't fucking blame these guys.
No, it's people's jobs. I get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
But all right, let's move on. So, do we have the man who got tasered on video, or is this just a story?
I couldn't find the video of it. Were you able to find it?
I mean, it's a good story. I don't mind it. So what happened? A man was tasered after beating a cat on the hood of his car. This is the guy right here.
Okay. The most important question, was he holding it by the tail? That's a lot funnier.
I think it may have been by the throat because it said he was also squeezing and choking the cat.
Jesus.
Squeezing and choking the cat.
Yeah, and then the cops tased him, and apparently it didn't really faze him very much.
Fuck yeah, dude. This guy might be. This guy's up for real estate of the week, I'll tell you that
This
much.
Guy looks like he's taser resistant at this point.
Yeah, he looks like he's been tased a few times.
Wait, hold on. He beat a cat against the hood of a cop car?
No. I think it was his own car.
It says hood of Laguna Beach Patrol car.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Let me see. We got to find a video of this. Hold on. In this day and age, you see a man beating up a cat and you don't take out your phone? How is that possible?
You should have a dash cam picture, right?
I see a man fighting any sort of animal or pet. I'm pulling my phone out immediately. It's hilarious. Now, I don't care.
Unless they were in Chinatown, then it's just tenderizing. Right, Lev?
Lev shaking his head, giving a thumbs up. Fuck your TV show.
Lev's pulling his, for people not an audio, Lev's pulling his eyes backwards and doing buck teeth and nodding. Yeah.
You got to stop doing that, Lev. You got a TV show to look at.
I'm sick of the fact that Lev's bragging about his TV show that's never going to go now. Mark my words, guys. You're never going to see this TV show.
It's got like its eighth season.
So you booked a role on an already existing show. An acting role?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you got your own show.
No, that's coming.
Oh, you're bragging about getting a fucking dumb acting role?
Yeah.
A fucking Eating Anonymous episode of fucking...
You'll see what it is, Lewis. I'll fucking tell you off air, baby.
Write it down.
No, but I'll tell you later.
Write it down.
No, I'm not going to write it down.
Right? Why?
Because I'll tell you after.
What are you afraid of?
Never said anything.
Because I'm not allowed to fucking say what the show is.
No one cares. Why do they do that? Why do they, like, you have to, you like, it's a big, who fucking cares?
Obviously you, motherfucker.
No, I want to make fun of the show. I actually
have a feeling that you'll be like, yo, that's fucking real ass, dude. I like that show, doggy.
There's no way.
No way.
Unless it's something that my son watches.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, he wants that's where he got the role on. I don't got time for fucking TV shows, okay?
Yeah.
I kid, guys. Lev's great. Go watch his TV show. He's starring in this new fucking sitcom.
It's Left for 22.
Left for 22.
Yeah.
Oh God, is that? Are you doing another documentary still?
I haven't. I didn't do one over the last 2 years. I've been doing.
Oh, you didn't. You were supposed to do them yearly, right?
Yeah.
And you just didn't do them.
No, I just.
You know what? I give myself credit for that. I give myself credit for shaming Lev.
But I will say you're going to see another one at some point.
Nope.
But it's
you and Tim Dillon made an entire episode of shaming him for that.
Yeah, we brought Lev in. If you guys go through the archives, guys, we watched Lev's documentary that he made on himself. And we trash him to his face.
But like I said, I was fucking 19. It wasn't supposed to be a documentary.
It was a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
right. It is what it is.
Is it still out
there? But I will say this.
It's not out there still.
It is out there. But I will.
He took it down for like 3 days and then he put it back up.
I took it down for 1 hour. But here's the thing. You know what's crazy?
I aged 3 days every 1 hour, by the way.
That fucking video, right? That ended up getting me my management. And then it got me fucking meetings all over Hollywood with like a ton of fucking people. So it's like that same thing that comics were shitting on me for. Half of the comics that shit on me are like not in the business anymore of doing stand-up. They stopped doing open mics and it's over. But like,
look at that boyish face.
Look at him.
Don't fucking play this.
Look at that.
Yeah, I want to see
that. That was the live I met
serious.
With
don't fucking
his eyes
play
and
this.
Shit.
We're not reliving.
All the time I've seen me do stand-up. And
this is Shannon's
work? Watched me and after my set, he
such
said,
an innocent boy.
Yeah, I don't see anything that makes me think you're going to be good at this. And then I moved to New York, man. I worked really fucking hard for 2.5 years and gave him my all.
2.5 years.
I'm starting to think he was right. This is something else. Now, is that going to read too sad in a video? Is it? Because to me, that's funny.
All right, enough. A comic through every year of his career.
You know what you're seeing in this video? You're seeing a young man's ambition. That's what you're seeing.
I like it. Lev, you know, I got to fuck with you about it.
I know.
Okay, if it's out there, I got to fuck with you about it. I love it. It's so nauseating. But you know what? Honestly, it is good to sort of have something like that. You should just put it on Unlisted on YouTube. You should just make it so that other people can't see it.
I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it, also, if you look me up, like, I put out so much shit, so it's like... Yeah. And also, the minute you start really giving a fuck what comics think of you, you know, it's like you're kind of in trouble.
I think you should care what comics think of you.
You should get their respect on stage.
Look at that. See how I turned Lev really quick again?
Just he really I have a TV easy. Show. No, you don't. No, I don't. I was making that up.
I like the
fuck other comics. Well, the approval of your peers is very important.
No, but
I care what you say, Lewis.
It's like no video you put out is going to make all your fucking comedy peers go, this is the guy.
Will Sylvans really liked it.
Will Sylvans liked it? Will Sylvans doesn't speak the language.
And then he stole the entire documentary.
Yeah, it's true. Will Sylvans, 54. No, it's great, Lev. I do fuck with you.
Will Sylvans, 13 inches.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and talk about Strikeforce Energy, which is a healthy and convenient energy drink to fuel your day. I drink a lot of coffee on the show. Sometimes, once in a while, I'll grab an energy drink, which is full of sugar and all bullshit. If you read the ingredients on an energy drink, it reads like it's a science lab test.
It's like a bag of sugar.
Yeah, I know. You don't want a bag of sugar. I mean, Zach does, but...
I am a bag. I identify as a bag of sugar.
Look, dude, you don't want to have that much sugar. You don't want to drink that much coffee. Strikeforce Energy was actually designed by a Navy SEAL, and it's a really cool concept. It's a little pouch. You could just drop it in a little bit of water. You have an energy drink, basically, on the go. It doesn't take up any space in your bag. That's the cool part. I keep a few of them in my bag at all times, so I can just have an energy drink whenever I need a little pick-me-up, right before a show, right before a stand-up set. I fucking love it.
And you're going on stage, so you don't have 3 cups of coffee and have to piss 10 minutes into your set.
Exactly, okay? They took out all the unnecessary ingredients, artificial coloring, calories, and sugar found in typical energy drinks, and it's a perfect blend of caffeine plus vitamin B and electrolytes, giving you a clean fuel without the crash, okay? So, right now, if you go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, and use the promo code RAP20, RAP20, you save 20% off your entire order. 20% off your order, RAP20 at StrikeForceEnergy.com. Okay, where were we? Yeah, look, dude, it's fucking, you're doing great stuff out there. I see you on a lot of podcasts. You're doing a lot of fucking great things.
Yeah, things are going all right.
I think you do pretty good.
It's all thanks to you, man.
A lot of people say that. I am sort of a fucking star maker. I'm like the East Coast Rogan in a sense, you know?
Hmm.
All right. So Kmart took another costume off the shelves. They do this every year.
Oh, boy.
People get – it's almost the news cycle is so fucking boring at this point where it's like every year it's the same thing. Halloween comes around. There's a costume that's offensive for whatever fucking reason. They have to take it off the shelves, yeah. Right?
Justin Trudeau outfit.
Then Thanksgiving will come around. It's like, oh, look at all. It's the crazy madness. People are being animals at fucking Walmart and they're trampling each other. It's fucking boring. Okay. But of course, Kmart, and also they do it only to make news as well. So the reason Kmart does this isn't even because they care. They go, oh shit, nothing's going on. Let's just get in some newspapers for a minute, right? It'll be fun. So they took off, a child bride costume. So the bride costumes are off.
I think that kind of makes sense.
Why? Oh, if you see a child bride costume and your mind goes to that is a child bride and I want to fuck it,
then you are Hillary Clinton.
You are a pedophile. You have problems in your head. My mind didn't even go there. When I first read the headline, I was like, why would they take off? Oh, I was like, oh, really? That's it?
Okay. It is creepy to see a tiny girl dressed as a bride.
Yeah, as a fucking bride. That's just weird.
I can't speak to your Hispanic culture because it could be a quinceañera dress.
Yeah, but they were
also married at 12.
During communion, when you're in the when you're like 6 or 7, you're basically dressed up like a little child bride. It's hot.
That's a great fucking point. Your communion dress kind of looks like a bridal dress.
Doggy.
That's a great point. Yeah.
All right. Well, for people that aren't trash that pierce babies' ears, it's creepy to look at.
Let's see some more child bride costumes.
Oh, well, hold on. I just wanted to tell you. So the reason
it'd be even funnier if it was a child bride with like no shoes and she got like dirt on her face and she's just scared. That's a hilarious costume.
Like a
and
you go with an old man. Child bride.
Yeah.
They took it down because somebody started a petition. Since each year, 12 million children, girls as young as 6 years old, the same size as the costume, are sold or married off by their family without their consent. That's 1 million child marriages per month. And so they had 124 signatures on this petition, and that's why they took it down. Yeah.
124? That's all they got? And they
most of them were too young to write their name.
They moved.
Most of them were Muslim.
So they
a lot of Mormons.
Yeah, but see, that 124, don't that's they at least wait till 16 more
minutes. Is it not better to sell a child into being a child bride into a country with democracy, like the good old US of A, than to leave this child in some sort of African or Middle Eastern country?
But I don't think they're getting sold to America.
Sometimes. I'm sure they are. We went into the dark web and figured out that you can purchase a child.
Holy
shit.
Is
that how you, James?
Yeah.
Baby James?
Don't you fucking joke about my baby.
Fair enough.
Go ahead.
You could buy a fucking child on the dark web.
You can.
You see what fucking you opened? That Doug's hard.
Yeah. So yeah, look, these are child bride costumes. Look.
Kind of look like princess costumes too.
All right, if you had to marry one of these children, go through them one by one now.
Oh, the zombie.
No, listen, of course, that's that type of chick.
That's my speed.
Now, that's fine because she's dead and shit.
Listen to me. If you had to, Wednesday Wisdom.
I think that makes it better.
Exactly. Wednesday Wisdom here. A little Wednesday Wisdom bestowed upon you. You're not saying that you would marry one of these children, okay? But if you out of those six right there that are on screen, if you have to pick one, which one are you picking? Now pull up Bachelorette number one.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Zoom in. Really get in there. Do you have any shirt? Do you have any bikini wear? Bachelorette number two. All right. All right, it's fine. You don't have to zoom in, Shannon. Jesus Christ. Bachelorette number two. Okay. Good. Bachelorette number three.
Zach's girl.
Bachelorette number four.
No way.
Blonde.
That looks like Zach is a girl.
She looks kind of cunty.
Bachelorette number
She's
five.
Fucking six, Doug.
Ah, oh, blonde.
There we go. Bachelorette number six. This is it right here. Oh, a little bit of diversity. I like it.
Yeah, taking the diversity pick.
So you say diversity, Lev?
Diversity pick, baby.
All right. Nobody else pick. That's fucking sick. What the fuck is wrong with you, Lev?
I'm sorry.
She's a child. She's a young child.
I'm trying to correct my ways.
Somebody contact Lev's new job. Acting gig. It says that he wants to
go. They got him good now.
What is this?
Dating game music.
I was dating you. Good job. Good what production, Shannon. I thought there's probably a song about fucking children out there. I thought we were going to go, a little bit. Are there any songs about, she's only 17? But if they could redo it, she's only seven.
Never mind.
That's it.
Sick
fuck.
Obviously,
Lev,
none of these
girls wrong with you?
Are dressed like Madonna in the Virgin video. That would be the winner.
Yeah, obviously.
So I'm going zombie girl.
You can't, I guess.
It is creepy. What little girl wants to be a bride for Halloween?
I mean, a dead bride would be kind of fun. You do dead
that's
anything.
That's kind of cool, for Halloween.
Dead
but
anything
else is
off,
fucking
yeah.
weird.
Yeah,
but I mean, just to be a bride, there's something weird going on in that
then
house.
Then they dress like Harley Quinn, though. And so, you kind of dress like a whore. Victim.
What does your kid go trick-or-treating as?
Dressed like a horror bride.
He's going this year. This is the first year that he actually really wanted to be. He didn't have
a bride.
First of all, he didn't have he didn't have his mind set on anything. Like usually, he for a month before Halloween, he's very specific. He wanted to be a spider a month ago, and then it just changed. He didn't want to be a spider anymore. And
I just wanted to be a rattlesnake.
Yesterday, we brought him over to, or maybe it was the day before, we brought him over to the Halloween superstore that your buddy works at, and we ended up just walking around the store and see what inspired him. And he just gravitated toward all of the scary costumes.
Yeah.
And he got really into it. So he ended up buying a werewolf costume.
Oh,
so he was
going
to be a werewolf. I was a werewolf when I was maybe in the second or third grade. I was Teen Wolf.
Yeah.
I had like a, one of those Letterman jackets and fucking a wolf mask. And it's pretty cool. So he's that. But now here's the thing. Usually what I do with my son is I do a theme every year. Like whatever he is, I try to be something similar or just that will sort of fit into the theme because it's just more fun for him, right?
He's going as the groom.
So I didn't know what to be this year, and I decided to tell him just sort of in the spur of the moment. I don't know why. He's like, what are you going to be, Dad? And I just threw it out there. I'm not good at improv, so I didn't think about it at all. And I said, I'll be a werewolf hunter. And he's like, oh, great. And then he got really dead set on me being a werewolf hunter because he's going to be a werewolf and he knows we're going to be able to play and like I'm going to try to hunt him. But I don't – what the fuck is a werewolf hunter? There's no werewolf hunter. That's not a costume.
There, like, it is.
It's a dude with a gun.
Is there – what?
There is
can
one.
Can you bring it up?
His name is Neon hunters. Joe.
Neon Joe? This
is, it's a thing.
What is this?
Hold on. I'll go to the YouTube. This is Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter.
Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter. Okay, so this is actually a TV show.
The thing, yeah.
Hack in? Oh, hacky sack. I
y'all know
it.
Me.
I
haven't seen one of those in years.
What a bad costume to hunt night animals in.
I know.
Or maybe that's the bed.
All right, I was on the assumption y'all would have been brief about who I am. My name is Neon Joe.
All right.
Werewolf.
I love it. This is my favorite thing ever. But who is this? Isn't that an actor or a comedian?
Was a vicious beast.
I just got so into it! I will be the George Zimmerman of Garrity. Don't shoot!
You know what I'm being flirted with in a suicide note?
That's how you kill a werewolf! You take on Joe, you gonna lose!
I'm so excited!
Bark, bark, yum, yum.
A human medical facility is no place to decide the fate of a wolf.
That's pretty great.
This is fucking awesome. What the fuck is this?
Nate says it's John Glazer.
Yeah, I know him. How do I know him?
What is it? Is it Parks and Rec?
Okay. I got it. Is this just a sketch or what is this?
No, it's a show on Adult Swim.
Oh, really? It's a real show?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
There's a few established actors in that.
That's pretty funny. Is that the show you're on? Well, look at Lev getting quiet. Look at Lev getting quiet. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Shit. That's funny as hell. So I could be that, technically. My son's not going to know what that is, though.
Dude, I think you could fucking phone in Vampire Hunter. It's the same fucking thing. Silver bullets, get a crossbow.
Can I see? Well, no. First of all, you fucking crossbow.
What?
A crossbow.
Yeah.
A silver-tipped crossbow.
What do they shoot at?
You shoot with it. You need a silver bullet. A crossbow would be a stake through the heart.
You never saw Van Helsing?
Oh, werewolf hunter costume. Yeah, but he hunts vampires.
That's what the fuck I said. I said vampire hunter. Just fucking phone it in. It's
Shannon's
the same thing.
So dumb. Well, werewolf hunter costume, man.
Because the other one, it was all chick stuff.
Yeah. So hold on. What is this?
Like this one?
That's like Van Helsing.
Werewolf
right
party.
Get a duster.
With the leather jacket.
So I'm going to have to buy a $600 leather jacket to fucking be a guy. What is that? It's not even a fucking thing. That's not a vampire hunter. Or that's not a werewolf hunter. That's a vampire.
Well, oh. If you have a crossbow, though, people will fucking... You
that
walk
guy's
around.
The hunter, though, isn't he?
I do actually have a crossbow at home.
By the way, a lumberjack might work.
Yeah.
Why a lumberjack?
Because they're in the woods.
No.
You should go as a full moon.
Just a t-shirt that says werewolf hunter. That's actually smart. I do have a t-shirt printing company.
And then just get an axe, and you're good to go.
Shannon, you fucking dumb woman.
Axes don't kill werewolves.
Axes don't. You have
if
a
silver.
A silver axe would cost thousands of dollars, Shannon. Use your fucking head here. Do you know how heavy a fucking silver axe would be? How much is silver right now? How much? I say silver's a better investment than gold, some would say.
It's the word on the street.
I bet not.
Yeah. I bet you it is. Better investment?
No fucking way.
Google, what's a better investment, silver or gold? Then I'm getting a fucking...
Dude, silver's worth nothing. It's always gold.
No, gold is, you know.
Eric says Bitcoin.
Don't listen to Eric about finances. He works for $75 a week here. He does every job of everybody. It's psychotic.
While both gold and silver have attractive features, gold is the better investment for the average precious metal.
Shut up, Zach, you fat fuck. I'm sorry. That was mean. I apologize. It was too far. Okay, but either way, a fucking axe made of solid silver would be pretty goddamn expensive.
You already have a crossbow.
Shannon, look up the weight of an axe head right now. The weight of an axe head.
10 pounds.
You think 10 pounds? Or you know? You do fucking know.
He remembers from the trial.
You know?
A 10-pound axe. That's why they call it that.
Okay, fine.
Some of them are 10 pounds.
The axe head must weigh between 1.25. Oh, that's for hatchet throwing. No. But I'd be honestly, if you throw a hatchet at a fucking werewolf and you fucking hit him in the head, that would kill him, right?
That'd be cool.
It's just silver in his body.
I thought that was
you know what I'm thinking.
Get a silver dildo.
Silver fucking dildo, dude. Strap on. We start raping werewolves.
That'd be nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Just because
his clothes are already getting ripped off.
It's got to be silver, or else they. Because if you blow up a werewolf, they just come back together.
What movie was that?
Monster Squad.
Yeah,
I think you got to pierce their heart.
Is my son ready for Monster Squad, or is that too crazy?
Nate, you watch Monster Squad with us, right? I think he's good for Monster Squad.
Pull up the trailer for Monster Squad. Monster Squad
is a kid's movie.
I know. I watched Monster Squad as a kid.
Ass.
But I also watched Terminator 2 when I was about my son's age.
What's the scariest thing James has seen?
Gremlins and Gremlins 2.
Monster Squad's completely in line with Gremlins. Gremlins is fucked up. They kill the dad in the Santa Claus outfit.
Well, that's the one scene I tried to make him not watch. And then one time recently I forgot that he was watching it. And then I ran in the middle of the scene. And he's like, do you know what happened to her dad? I was like, dude... don't tell your mom.
But do you hide stuff from the kid, like TV stuff? Because my parents, like, they let me watch every fucking movie. Like, yeah. I watched, like, Once Upon a Time in America when I was, like, five. Like, yeah. they didn't hide anything TV-wise from me.
No, I mean, I've talked about this plenty of times. I've watched so much horrible shit when I was a kid.
Yeah. Steven Seagal movies when I was a kid.
I watched fucking Clockwork Orange. I watched hardcore, straight up... you know, real deal horror movies with like crazy gore. Like there was no filter in my house. And my son, he's very limited in what he watches and what he wants to see, but he's a pussy. The one wrestler that wears like a scary Halloween style mask in WWE.
Yeah, the Fiend.
Yeah. What's Bray Wyatt's alternate character. So the lights go out and it'll just be in the middle of like a match. James has been liking wrestling lately, but then now he doesn't want to watch it because the lights will go out.
The
and
Fiend
then
is scary as fuck.
Dude, just go to The Fiend for a second.
They had to take him off. They had commercials because now they're on Fox and they had The Fiend as like a subliminal message.
You got to see, see a promo. You got to see a promo though, like in the middle of the match where he shows up, like The Fiend shows up. Because my son's just like, this is great, Dad. He's sitting in my lap and he's like, oh, bam, boom, boom. And he loves wrestling. And then The Fiend will show up, and he goes, ah, and he just grabs his face and shakes like a puppy in the fucking corner until I turn it off. Go ahead.
You do The Fiend rules.
This is Zach's inner monologue.
I did his entrance at Skankfest.
Oh, no, it was awesome, dude.
Did you see his new lantern?
No.
His new lantern is his old head. They fucking edited it out. Tom Savini made it.
How much is 10 pounds of silver?
10 pounds.
How do you not have that fucking pulled up already? Yeah, it's terrifying. It's awesome. I'm into that shit. Like,
I would have been terrified of this.
He's horrified.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I remember there was a guy like this when I was a kid who had like a red fucking mask.
Kane.
Not Kane. There was a different guy.
Gangrel?
No, hold on. I'm figuring it out.
But he came in. The lights would go black, and it would only be black and red were his only colors. He always had a mask
on. That's the only part. The whole screen would go red.
But 10 pounds of silver, you're looking at about $2,900.
It's a $2,900 fucking axe, Shannon.
You love your kid or what?
Shannon, literally, it's your tits. We get this axe, or we buy your tits. What would you rather?
I thought that my boobs were off the table.
No, they're on the table. That's why we need new ones.
What's wrong with Shannon's tits?
Shannon, give me a fucking Lewis attack. That was one of the best jokes that's ever been told on the show.
A moment.
Lewis attack. Baby
I'm back, baby. I'm back. A lot of people thought I was down for the count last week, but no, I'm back. You can't keep me down.
What happened last week?
Silver bullets, right? That's what it is.
It says that.
How do you kill a werewolf?
It says that if you use mercury, that's a better way to make it happen.
So you feed them.
You give them a thermometer.
You feed them a bunch of tuna sushi. Yeah. That's smart.
So you take diet advice from Lewis and it kills a werewolf.
Mercury is also used to hunt a werewolf, although mercury is pretty much the same as using a silver bullet. That's where it gets the name. Quicksilver.
You remove the head or the heart?
Removing the heart or the head is a sure way to kill a werewolf. The younger ones can suffer a brain injury or puncture of the heart.
I don't know.
No, you cannot kill a werewolf by removing its heart. You need a silver bullet.
Now, didn't they do that in American Werewolf in London? They shot him right in the heart.
Just a regular bullet.
Can you buy silver bullets? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm sure you could. Black market.
There's no way.
I have to melt my own bullets down?
Maybe.
You steal a black guy's grill.
Just break some thermometers.
That's true. I could use mercury from thermometers. It's good, Shannon.
Mm-hmm. See?
Just fucking flick it in his face.
There you go.
Oh, they have silver bullets.
Look at that. That's a it's a replica, though. That's not a real one.
What if I just, like...
That's a 50 caliber.
I think I should. What I should do for this costume is I should have a T-shirt that says Werewolf Hunter, like a security guard style T-shirt.
That's
right?
A hack, dude. You can't tell people what the outfit is, have it written on your shit.
He's six.
Yeah, I know, but don't you think he deserves better?
What am I going to do? There's going to be subtext in my fucking costume?
Yeah, you have to fucking, he's got to look at you and go, Dad looks like a werewolf hunter. Mm. He's also six. He doesn't know what the fuck a werewolf hunter looks like.
You should have a flannel shirt and like one of those like camo orange hats and those glasses and be like a regular hunter.
That's true.
A hunter and a werewolf. That makes sense.
I say get a fucking black leather duster. Spend the $600, get the fucking silver crossbow, another $2,000, put it on a fucking credit card, Ralph's card, and that's it. Make your son happy.
I have a little crossbow thing, gun, right? And I could just not, what I could do is I could load it with what is looks like a silver
spray paint it.
Dart. I could just use some foil, doggy. Let's relax.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Enough. Mm. I forgot.
Silver dart. Okay. I put it in there.
It's Puerto Rican hoe.
Yeah.
I have my crossbow. Let me see. A hunting hat. Some sort of hunting hat.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like that.
This one's $42.
This black duster.
Yeah. That's exactly what you need.
Those are fucking chaps, though.
Let me see.
Right? Yeah, they are chaps.
I think it's just for the duster costume. Yes, you get the chaps also.
If you go to any party store, you'll find that shit.
That's just a gay guy costume. That's just a it's a homosexual man. That was a costume, by the way. To 1998, you can go into a kid's store, it's like homosexual. And just buy that, pull it off a shelf and put it on a kid's body.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The wedding dress is the problem.
What was the costume?
It was just fucking
Shady on shorts and a whistle.
Yeah.
Roller skates.
Glow sticks.
Yeah, something.
I have
one right
of those
there,
hats.
That hat.
I have one of those hats.
Like a hunter.
That'll work.
Yeah, I think if you look like any kind of hunter.
Well, you can wear the Red Dead Redemption hunting hat.
What is another thing that I could have that would be tracking werewolves? Right? Something to do with the full moon,
you know,
right?
You could be a vampire. It's like the same world.
Dougie, I'm a werewolf hunter.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
What are you being for Halloween, Lev?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to decide. I'm hosting a party. You want to come?
What night is it?
Halloween.
Maybe. I might come.
Yeah, come by.
Who's the most famous person that's going to be at your party?
Clooney's definitely stopping by.
Nice.
Sick dick.
There's got to be something else that makes it clear that I'm hunting werewolf. This is why I figure you spell it out right in a T-shirt. Werewolf hunter for hire, something like that, right?
That's fucking gay.
It says infrared night vision goggles.
Infrared night vision goggles.
Oh, what the
okay,
fuck?
is this an actual blog on how to hunt vampire or werewolves?
Yes, it is.
It's like that's like another $500 to get infrared binoculars.
That actually is a fucking great idea, dude. They have. I bet you I could look up toy infrared goggles right now.
Yeah, those would be cool.
If I had ones that are like that are like red goggles, right?
Yeah.
I think I do black. Like, I'm a fuck. And then it says, Gomez's Werewolf Extermination Service or something like that. Like, treat it like I'm a fucking, a for-hire gun. Yeah.
That's a fucking toy?
I like this. I feel like I could also just fucking buy red. I could buy...
Ski goggles.
Red ski goggles. And that will sell it. That'll sell it right there.
You're just going to look like you're robbing a KFC all over again.
Just have a screwdriver in my shirt. Yeah, I think, yes. Red ski goggles.
Oh, this would look fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, this is going to look fucking awesome. And it says Gomex on it. It's close enough, doggy. We are one letter off from my name. Buy those right now. How much are those, Shannon?
$300.
No way. He's like, wait.
Oh, they're currently unavailable.
Because they're so cool.
Wait, type into Amazon. Type in werewolf or hunter outfit.
Dude, I was picturing the hunter from Jumanji.
No, I could get one of those like safari fucking things with a net, and like, but that's not what a vampire hunter is.
Or like, look up a Van Helsing like costume. I mean, you just need a fucking hat and a blazer, dude.
Yeah. What about the fucking?
I got it.
Right there, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
Now that's an American hero.
None of these are what I'm looking for, you know? I mean, I could do all camo, but I almost feel like that's not what a vampire or a werewolf hunter would have. No. What would I do? Here's in my mind, ready? I'm getting into the character. What would I do if I ran a werewolf hunting business? How would I want to dress? I would dress all black fucking boots, okay? Black jeans, all black boots, black t-shirt.
Oh, do you know how much it would suck? The werewolf's attacking you and the fucking app doesn't work to call Luke.
On the back, werewolf extermination services. And then call the phone number, right? Have a dummy phone number.
So Lewis's phone number.
then maybe W-E-S right there.
You're selling me on
in,
this.
In a moon, like a moon-shaped thing. I'm gonna print this fucking t-shirt. Bobby! He needs to design this today.
That.
I need you to design me a werewolf t-shirt. We'll talk after. Thank you.
Oh! I actually need him to do a couple shirts for me.
You know what, dude? This is a priority. I have his Harvest Festival on Saturday that I have to go to, and I need to be able to hunt him throughout the festival. Okay. I would say maybe glasses like this, but the silver ones, like almost like the cop shades. Mm. No, I'm sorry. We're doing the red infrared.
Find some fucking night vision goggles. Some like
cheap what about ones. Red underwater goggles? Like the small ones that are like that? Those would kind of look cool, right? With black frames around them?
No.
No, you're going to look like a fucking first day goth kid. I'm telling you, dude. Hunting hat, flannel, and then just have blood on you and be a hunter. James is not going to know the difference if you're a werewolf hunter victim, a hunter that the werewolf killed, or a werewolf hunter.
All right, we're going to figure this out. Maybe though, yeah, no, I would have a black frame with a red goggle sort of tint, but that's fine, Shannon. We'll figure it all out. All right, we're going to wrap this one up. It's been a fun one. Thank you very much to my guests for hanging out today. Lev Furr, Doug Bryan.
Love you, buddy.
Two hilarious young comics. Go check them out live. Check them wherever they're performing. What else, Zach? Anything else?
Nothing. We're good.
Having a fucking good day. Feeling pretty good. I got to take a shit, too, before this next meeting gets started. But thanks for listening. We will be back on Friday. Shannon, who's in on Friday?
Hold on. Hold on 1 second.
God, I hate you.
I have to look at the spreadsheet. One second.
What a fucking asshole,
Shannon.
One
moment.
Never mind. Here it's over.
No, now I have to. Chrissy Mayer and Anthony DeVito.
Nice. Very nice. I love it. Both those guys are hilarious. So we'll check you on Friday with both them. Grab those tickets and my special, Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. And thanks for listening. We will check you next time. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.